light has gone out in the NFL world. A man that should be on the Mount Rushmore of the NFL, its history, its development. And joining us is Randy Kovach from the Kansas City Star, who's just written one of the feature articles in the Star about it. Randy, we're all sad about this because this wasn't just a man about football. He was truly one of the last of the genuine human beings in sport.
No, he was a gentle man, and he was a compassionate man. He was an unassuming man. I mean, he didn't create scenes. He didn't have an entourage. He'd walk the parking lots to make sure there wasn't debris, and he made sure the field was in immaculate shape. He cared about the fans. I mean, he cared very much about whether the fans had a good experience, and he took care of his players, as you might know and do know. And even when a player was no longer a member of the Chiefs, he was still part of Lamar's family. And so, there's a vanishing breed of those type of owners. I mean, hey, he could have sold naming rights to his stadium, you know, a stadium that draws 80,000 people a game, but he just, it was Arrowhead Stadium, and that was special to him, and he wasn't going to sell it to a computer company or an automobile company. It was a special place.
Bill Grigsby, longtime announcer for the Chiefs, said that he gave people in Kansas City something to hang on to. Tell me that story, Randy, very quickly, about when the A's left, the Kansas City A's left Kansas City and went to Oakland, and what people thought about Lamar then.
Well, the thing that stands out about Lamar, too, is, you know, he moved the team from Dallas to here because, you know, he just won a championship in Dallas, but just wasn't room for him in the Cowboys. So, Charlie Finley owned the A's, and Charlie Finley was always trying to move the A's. So when Lamar came here, you know, he gave some stability, and the contrast between Lamar and Finley was just striking. And then, of course, Finley bolted, and then Lamar and Ewing Kauffman, who got the expansion Royals, they, you know, they came up with the concept of the dual stadium.
Got 12 seconds.
And people, you know, the stadiums that they created here in Kansas City have been, you know, been replicated, but not duplicated all across the country.
Well, Randy, thanks so much. Check out Randy Kovach's article in the Kansas City Star about Lamar Hunt. Thanks, Randy. We'll be right back. Talk more about the loss of Lamar Hunt on Head Game, Sports Byline, and Sirius Satellite.